This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Regis University will resume full-time in-person classes at its three campuses Monday, joining several other colleges. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
The state still has extremely high COVID transmission rates, but the university says it has a high vaccination rate among students and staff and that COVID numbers have peaked and are now falling. Denver's COVID numbers have dropped more than 30% in recent days from a peak earlier this month. Faculty, staff, and students must show proof of a booster shot by February 1st. CU Boulder returned to campus Monday. CU Denver returns next week. Colorado State University returned last week, and the Colorado School of Mines began in person earlier this month. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
When patients test positive for coronavirus and influenza, that's Flurona. As of Thursday, 14 Coloradans were in the hospital with that condition. Heather Roth is with the State Health Department.
We really want people to know that as long as that flu virus is circulating, the flu vaccine has protective benefit. So it's not too late to go out and get your flu vaccine today.
This flu season, Colorado has recorded around 350 hospitalizations for the flu. The Secretary of State's office is moving to dismiss a campaign finance complaint against Attorney General Phil Weiser concerning a fundraiser in Hawaii. Here's CPR's Megan Verlee.
Weiser was at a conference for state attorneys general. While there, his campaign reported spending around $400 on an event at the resort. A Republican-led group alleged that price was much cheaper than the publicly advertised cost for the space. But investigators found the rates quoted in the complaint were for larger, more elaborate events, and the hotel confirmed it charged the campaign what it would for any similar event. Based on that, investigators concluded the complaint should be dismissed. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A former Idaho Springs police officer was sentenced to probation after pleading guilty to inappropriately using a taser on a 75-year-old man in his apartment. Investigators determined the man was not threatening officers at the time. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.